So we were talking about the lachos of mitzvah sichas kavana. So before we get to Sfiras HaOmer and the application to Sfiras HaOmer, we have to understand one more halacha, and then we'll understand the application to Sfiras HaOmer. There's a halacha called Shemeya Ka'ona. If a person wants to be yotzei his mitzvah of saying Kiddush, we learn from Sukkim, a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, we learn from Sukkim that I can fulfill my obligation of saying Kiddush by hearing somebody else say Kiddush for me. Many other mitzvahs, we use the concept of Shemeya Ka'ona, by hearing the person saying and in my listening, I'm yotzei the halacha I'm yotzei that halacha. We find in Hilchos Brachos, in a case where I'm being yotzei somebody in a bracha, so the Shulchan Aruch says that we have to have kavana of the Shemeya and the Mashmiya, that the person who is hearing the bracha should have kavana to be yotzei with the bracha, and the person who's saying the bracha should have kavana to be yotzei the Shemeya with the bracha. Now, when you learn the sugya of Shemeya Ka'ona in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, there's no indication of a kavanah in order for Shemeya Ka'ona to work. Tosfos and Brachos also talks about the idea of Shemeya Ka'ona in regards to Matan Torah, that Klal Yisrael heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. There's a difference considered Shemeya Ka'ona as if the Klal Yisrael said the words. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't having kavanah to be mighty Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael wasn't having kavanah to be yotzei with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur. So where do you see that Shemeya Ka'ona requires kavana? Where is this halacha of kavana? You have to have kavana of the Shemeya and the Mashmiya to be yotzei. The Shulchan Aruch says it in Hilchos Brachos. He says it again in Hilchos Kiddush, that you have to have kavana of the Shemeya and the Mashmiya. Where do you see that Shemeya Ka'ona needs kavana, Shemeya, Mashmiya? So the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Brachos, the Beis Yosef explains the halacha of kavana is based on the rule of mitzvah srichas kavana. It's not because of Shemeya Ka'ona. Shemeya Ka'ona works even without Kavana. The only reason why you need Kavana to be Moitzi both directions is because of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch Rav and says, well, we said from yesterday from the Magen Avraham that by Mitzvah Derabbanan, you don't need Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana. So it should come up by Mitzvah Derabbanan, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav, even without having Kavana, you should be Yotzei. Because we're through Shemeya Ka'ona. Because Shemeya Ka'ona only needs Kavana because of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. And we said by Mitzvah Derabbanan, you don't need Kavana. So Shemeya Ka'ona should work by Derabbanan even without any Kavana. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, if I'm standing in Shul, and the Chazan gets up and he counts the Sfira, we pass in Sfira B'Zman as Derabbanan. So he said the number, I was just yotzei the number of Shemeya Ka'ona. Because the only reason why I'm not yotzei Shemeya Ka'ona is because I didn't have kavana. Well, I don't need kavana by Durabonis. So since Sfiras HaOmer B'Zmanazeh is Durabonin, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says you're going to be, by just hearing the chaz and count the number, you have been yotzei Sfiras HaOmer. So a person should have, because of this problem, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, a person should have specific intent, I do not want to be yotzei with the chaz. Then he says maybe it's obvious, most people want to do it themselves. It's almost as if you spoke it out, but he says it's preferred a person should have intent before the chazan counts the number. I do not want to be yotzei with him, because according to this thought process that we're saying, a person would be yotzei with what the chazan says, even though he has no intent to be yotzei. So a person should have specific intent, I do not want to be yotzei with the chazan, and then you will not have this problem of Shemeya Ka'ona. Now, I just want to point out, you see from the brachas in general are derabbanan. You see the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, says the reason why you have to have kavana to be mighty somebody in a bracha is because of mitzvah shechus kavana. So here you have the Beis Yosef saying not like the Magen Avraham, right? Here it's the Rabbanan, and he's saying you need kavana. Out's mitzvah shechus kavana. So it's one of the strong kashas on the Magen Avraham. It's one of the strong kashas that Rebbe Eger asked this kash on the Magen Avraham, that you see you have a Farish Adin, not like this Magen Avraham, but even like the Rabbanan, you need kavana. Then the Shulchan Aruch Rav's issue would not be an issue. But according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, says it's where the Magen Avraham says it, the Mishabura actually brings the Magen Avraham in Siman Samach. A person should have kavana when he hears the chazan counting. He should have intent not to be yotzei with what the chazan says, not to get involved in the problem of mitzvah of yotzei with Shemeya Ka'ona. Have a good morning.